Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Richard Bosma, aka Doc. And Doc, it's something that we have been talking about when we look at the precious metals here for the last couple weeks, and that is your call of December being mostly a sideways trading month for gold. That's very much what we are seeing so far. Gold just hanging out a little above that $1,800 level, but there are still a lot of people that are saying gold should actually move back down and retest that about 1760 level before maybe making another advance higher or more sustainable advance higher. Doc, how likely do you think that recent low, let's call it right around 1760, is that it will get tested?
The odds are really good, and we talked about that last week, and it's come off since last week. Gold has. And frankly, I'd like to see it test that lower area. And I'd like it sooner than later, as I mentioned last week. And it looks like we might get that. And that would be good because then we can get a nice little rally in probably January, at least up to the 1940, 1950 area, I believe. And then we'll see what happens after that. But it's going to be a while before we challenge that 2000 level. Corey, like we had talked back in August, I had mentioned that we probably were topping and we wouldn't challenge that high in the first part of August until either the end of this year, which obviously isn't going to happen now, or into 2021, which it will now have to wait until then before we challenge that. But I'd like to see us go down to 1760 area first. And I think we have good odds of that happening into the early part of January. And then I think we should get a nice little rally, like I said, up into the 1940, 1950 area. And then we'll see what happens after that. But we're not going to see the old high levels in August for a while yet.
Doc, what do you see that could push gold even further lower? I get all the bullish comments and everyone looking to next year because of all the money printing, yada, yada, yada. All these reasons that I have heard that I do agree with that should push gold higher next year. But what about on the downside? What could come out that, I guess, shocks some of these bulls and actually has this downward pressure on gold?
Oh, I think a real major deflationary event of some kind, which I don't see happening, actually, Corey. We're going to get another stimulus package here pretty soon, which will give a little bit of a run, probably, but it won't hold up. But we don't want to see anything that's an event that could really put the fear of a major recession into people, although it wouldn't surprise me if we have a first quarter recession again, although we've probably been in a recession for months and nobody really understands that point because the only thing keeping us levitating is money printing. But you're going to have to see more money printing as we enter the new year, and they mentioned if Biden wins, Yellen will probably be his Treasury Secretary, which tells you that the Fed and the Treasury are going to become one and the same, and there's going to be no even pretense to look like they're independent anymore, because I think we're going to be, then everybody's going to be talking about modern monetary theory, which is supposed to be new, but it's nothing but the old money printing game, which is going to be taken to a new level.
So, Doc, in all fairness, we keep on hearing about this government stimulus bill that unfortunately keeps on getting pushed back and pushed back. And now some of the numbers that are being thrown around are quite a bit less than what we were hearing possible stimulus just a couple months ago. Do you think that this could continue to maybe weigh on gold a little bit? The fact of the matter that we're not getting just massive government spending, at least right now?
Certainly it could. And that could be something that weighs on gold, but it's not going to last, Corey, because we're going to find out that with the way the economies of this world have been damaged by the lockdowns and the response to this COVID, which really was not brilliantly thought out, this globe and the United States are going to struggle to get back to where it was before this whole thing happened. And it's going to take a long time before this damage economically is ameliorated. It's going to be tough. And so even though the stimulus might not be as much as folks want, there is no way that they're going to not have to go back to the Fed window for more money in the future. And it's going to be an ongoing theme, because there is no other way out of this mess now.
Okay. But that's also what it seems like a lot of other countries are doing, right? Everybody's printing. So how is that all going to balance out when it comes to currencies, when it comes to any of the other markets that are important to note?
Well, for the United States, it's going to be particularly troublesome in my view, because we've had other foreign investors buying our bonds, but Russia has gotten out of the market, and China is slowly reducing its exposures, and others are as well. And so we're going to have to be purchasing more of those bonds than ever in the future, because I think people will turn away from our bonds. And that's going to really have an impact on the dollar eventually. And we will see the dollar break lower at some point in time. And when that happens, the faucets will be wide open, and gold will get its next big run. But it will be a while.
So you see the dollar moving down is causing the Fed to open up the faucets even more? Wouldn't that continue to push the dollar lower?
Sure, but the dollar will also react to the fact that the Fed has to print so much more money to maintain interest rates where they are as people get out of our treasuries over time. And so it's going to be the heart or the horse in the cart, and the dollar will depreciate. It'll break below some real support levels in the future, and when that happens, I think gold gets its next major run. And it'll be a while before this happens when you look at the charts, because the charts have to still do some catching up on the weekly and the monthly with some of the moving averages before we get the next run. But it's like we talked about months ago when this whole thing started, that it'd be a stair-step process for gold, and that it wouldn't just spike to the heavens, in a short period of time. But frankly, Corey, that's more positive for these markets than if they had just spiked. It's a stair-step approach, and that's a good thing for these markets. So those that are still hanging on to their positions and they can add on these pullbacks, they're going to be fine because we are a long ways away from being done with this bull market.
So if you see gold moving back and retesting that recent low, does that mean that some of these stocks, especially some of the good ones that have already looked like they put in a bottom, does that mean the stocks move down just as much as well?
I don't think so. I think the stocks have seen their worst movements as far as moving down. There will be a little bit downward pressure on them yet, but overall, I think the stocks hold up better than actually the price of gold. And I've looked at a lot of their charts, and they look pretty good compared to gold itself. So I'm not concerned about these stocks that much, Corey, and that's why I've held a lot of positions yet. I've sold very little of my positions, but I'm already up really positively on a lot of my stocks. So I don't mind if they come back a little bit, because I'll add a little bit more, because I believe in the fact that we're a long ways away from the end game.
So, Doc, what are you paying the most attention to on some of these stocks, and more specifically on some of the charts? Because we talk a lot about charts, and you are saying that couple of the things that you're looking at are showing you that the bottom is in for these stocks, and they'll hold up even better if gold goes through a correction. But what's telling you this? What insights can you give us on, say, an individual stock chart or just broadly?
Well, I think a very important moving average is a 200-week moving average, and some of these that have runs have had runs and have gotten away from the 200-week moving average, and there's a nice slope on for some of them for the 200-week moving average. And there's got to be a combination of a little bit of weakness in some of these stocks, and the moving average continue to move up, so we can move some of those stocks toward that, whereas others aren't that far away from their moving average. So I think that's one of the most important thing, and as far as the stocks are concerned, and especially for the ones that have had nice runs. And so we have to do some catch up technically here, Corey, on some of these moving averages. And that also goes along with the gold price. We're quite a ways away yet from the 200-week moving average. And so this is a very natural thing we're seeing. And that's why I think gold will be in a trading range for a while here yet, as the 200 moving average continues to move up and gold moves down a little bit toward it. But that's a healthy response, really. And that's why people should be in no hurry as far as thinking that this thing is just going to shoot right back up, because it's going to take time for everything, for equilibrium to come to some of these charts.
Okay. And that's key to understand, too, is that you're not expecting just a massive run higher early on next year. It will still take time. And maybe that's also a function of just how slow everything has been progressing at the government and even central bank levels, right? So maybe we just need another almost shock to the system, right, that would force the government's hand and the central bank's hand into actually getting something done, especially in the U.S. Doc, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time on this Friday. I hope you have a great weekend.